my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can't fix. I know between the two of us, her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. Lord Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. For nobody but me, so Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can be.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. You're listening to We All Fall Down. And my name is Tim. And here's my beautiful friend Marielle. Hello.
Hello, Tim.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Good today. How are you?
I'm doing great, too.
Excited?
Excited, yeah. Because I'm going to see the Slackers today.
Yes, indeed.
And we just listened to the Slackers.
Mm-hmm.
Very logical.
Very logical.
From their album Lost and Found, the compilation of their B-sides. And that was a cover of Sam Cooke, Cupid.
Cupid, yep.
And I love this song, just in general, but I have, like Nardwar says, personal connection. The song, because the song was my wedding song.
What? Really?
Yes, but it was the original. It was the original Sam Cooke song, but
of course.
Still I...
And like, what do you mean your wedding song? Was it like when...
When we were like getting married, like in the process.
Like, okay.
And so there was like a CD playing, there were a couple other songs, but like this song was one of them. And...
Where did you get married, Tim?
Cuba.
Communist.
Getting married in the communist countries.
It was beautiful, though.
Thank you.
I saw the photos, and they were amazing, dude. I loved all of them. It looked like a beautiful wedding. It looked like really small and just really fun. And I think Tim even wore a Ramones t-shirt, a white. Ramones shirt? Yeah.
My wife made me to wear.
Really?
Yeah, she was
she sounds awesome.
And then, like, it looks like... like just like we have the base for it, like Wedding is the start of like family, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And Ramones are the basic band for the punk music, the music we love both.
Oh my god.
And then that was like another concept.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's amazing. And she sounds so great, Tim. I can't wait to meet her.
Thank you. I can't wait to meet her. She is, we have all the documents together, and we're just waiting for her to come and
get to the country. Yeah, bureaucracy. It sucks.
Yes. What should we listen?
I don't know. Whatever you want, Tim. Tim is in the driver's seat, and he's going to be for a while. If you missed my announcement last week, I announced that I'm going to be returning to school for a year, and so Tim's going to be taking over the show for me, and he's going to do an amazing job. So hopefully this role reversal will help Tim.
Thank you.
Into the process.
Again, I want to thank you for this amazing opportunity.
Don't worry about it.
You made my dream come true. And yeah, no, for real.
All right, Cinderella, just play some music. Whatever you want. What kind of music do you have for us today?
Let's start off with the band from Guelph, Ontario.
Yeah, yeah.
A Canadian band called The Decay. They released an album in the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, they had one 7-song EP, which had a very good, not very, but they had a pretty good review in Maxim Rock and Roll. Which is,
so, do you still read that magazine? That one's been around for a while.
Forever. And I'll try to read it because they sometimes have it at Zulu for free. The old
really?
Issues, yeah. And like
weird.
Not Zulu, Scratch, sorry. Yeah, my mistakes. Yeah. Sorry, Scratch. And then sometimes they have like, you know, like the stuff. And I was like, like some rock and roll. And like, it's cool to read because they have good reviews. And
definitely.
So they had a review and the new album, which the name of the album is This Month Rend. And it was released by Juicebox, and
I haven't heard of Juicebox.
Yeah, and you can download it for free from their website.
Oh, really?
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, sweet. That's the way to do it.
So let's listen to The GK, My Friends Carry Me Home. That's the name of the song.
Sweet.
And yes, you listen to 101.9
FM, CITR in Vancouver.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Gotta get a grip on it, you know my soul fits up. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Decay band from Guelph, Ontario.
Yes.
And I think it was good.
Yes, I liked it. I feel like I've seen them before or listened to them in the past, but I don't know. I'm probably just getting a whole bunch of different bands mixed up because I do that. Because that happens.
Okay, let's continue the Canadian theme.
Punk rock? Yeah.
Yes, and I have two new songs, and I want to play them together because,
Because it's great.
Because it's so good.
The expression on Tim's face, you should see it.
Yes.
If it wasn't radio, we'd be showing it to you right now.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to imagine it.
It's good expression. Anyway, the new album from my favorite Canadian band, The Flatliners, comes out second week of April on Fat Records. And I had lots of very positive hope for this album, and the hope succeeded.
Excellent.
The album is amazing.
Yep.
I think it's personally like one of the strongest releases, maybe even the strongest.
Maybe the best of the year.
Maybe like so far. But I love it. The Flatliners, they are the band which I can see the constant progression.
Mm-hmm.
They started with a demo, which was good. Then they had this album.
And they're just getting better.
Suicide Machines. And they had the second album, the first one on Fat. And they a little bit changed their style. But like you can see that the band is really getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last 7-inch came out at the end of the year. And really good. And then this album, and I thought like I wanted to be like even better, and yes, it is,
and that's awesome.
It continues the Great Awake, the previous album, like the same style, and it just
makes him so happy.
Makes me very, very happy. I want to play two songs. The first one is called Shithawks, and the second one is Sleep Your Life Away.
All right.
I just really want people to like them.
Yeah.
And
that's
yes,
the way to do it.
They're playing here April 9th,
mm-hmm.
Media Club. They play in the Broadway Calls, Cobra Skulls, and the local band Party at the Moon Tower. I already have my ticket, and
show.
I ask you, everyone, please.
Fair listener.
Yeah, let's go to the show. Because
let's go have a good time. Party it up.
Okay, so we'll listen to the Flatliners, two songs in a row, Shithawks, and Sleep a Life Away on CATR 101.9. We all fall down.
Okay, we're heavy metal, okay? Heavy metal!
You're telling the world that going deaf, we all become reluctant participants. With no word of consequence, burning is our everywhere, the lumen. I'm talking shit and cold-hearted abandonment. I can handle it. I hear you rattling them bones, holding you tight. You're not alone. Go fucking figure.
think that's the worst thing I've ever heard. How marvelous.
I disagree. I think that was the best I ever heard from this 2010 year. Yeah. I think it was really good.
Mm-hmm, definitely. When the first song came on, I was like, this is really awesome, Tim. And he's like, wait till you hear the second one. It's even better.
Yes. Yes, as we said, it was the Canadian band Flatliners. My favorite Canadian band.
Where are they from?
Richmond Hill. What? Ontario. I'm not sure.
Somewhere in Ontario?
Like really close to Toronto, but like one of the smaller cities. I don't remember which
one. Yeah, one of the suburbs.
Yeah. Toronto's yeah. Awesome. And the new album, Cavalcade, comes out on Fat Track Chords.
In like 2 weeks or something.
Second week of April. The pre-order is available. Yesterday, I pre-ordered my colored vinyl, and I'm stoked to get it.
Own it. Even though you've already heard the album.
Yeah, that's for my favorite albums. I want to have them on vinyl, mostly for collectors, because I'm not that vinyl sounds better. I don't have this ear to like say.
To hear whether it sounds better or not. Sweet.
Okay. Let's continue the Canadian bands today. Mm-hmm. The band called War City Weirdos. The new album comes out March 30th. Mm-hmm. And they are from East Coast of Canada. I think something new, Brunswick.
New Brunswick, yeah. That's a place.
That's a place. And
I also want to play the new Hextall's album.
Yeah. We'll play. What do you want to play it first? Or?
No, let's just do your stuff first.
Okay. So this for
yeah.
Okay, and then we'll okay. See, we decided we want to be playing. Good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And that is the process. That's how it happens.
Yeah, it's all not pre-planned.
It's all pretty casual. Yeah, kind of happens on the spot, but that's okay. That's all right.
So their new album comes out March 30th on It's Alive Records, and the vinyl looks really cool. It's half blue, half white. And I think when spinning, it's pretty cool. And that's a classic, like, old school pop punk. And the longest song of the album is 251. So all the songs are pretty short. Like, that's what I like. Simple, old school
fast,
pop punk.
Fast, short.
Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to it.
Varsity Weirdos.
And the name of the song is I Hate the Phone from their new album, Can't Come Home.
making a cuppa. Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
From the newly refurbished Rickshaw Theater, please join us in raising money and awareness for the Canadian Mental Health Association and Building Opportunities Through Business, two organizations that contribute enormously to the kaleidoscopic community that is the downtown East Side. The first annual Kaleidoscope fundraiser on Saturday, March 27th at 7 p.m. featuring the legendary Rodney DeCrew and his convictions, country alt firecrackers Spoon River, local hipsters The Left, and hip-hop giants Boombox Saints. Tickets at Scratch, Red Cat, Zulu Records, or by donation at the door. The first annual Kaleidoscope fundraiser, Saturday, March 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. Come and celebrate your city, all of it.
So you listen to CITR 101.9. We'll fall down. We'll listen to the band called Menzingers from their upcoming album.
Yes.
And it comes out
very soon
on Red Scare Records. And it was recorded by Matt Allison, who worked at Alkaline Trio and the Lawrence Arms. And they did it in Chicago, the Menzingers. That's the band. The album, the name of the song was I Was Born, and the name of the album is Chamberlain Waits.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out very soon on Red Scare Records. After that, we listened to the band The War City Weirdos. I've talked about them. The band from East Coast Canada. And yeah, that's the song of their new album. So
we've played a lot of Canadian music so far. We're going to continue to do so because it's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. It may be a requirement for us to play a certain amount of Canadian songs per show, but you know what? That is a requirement that we will gladly oblige. Right, Tim?
That's correct, especially because the Canadian scene is very strong and there's lots of good bands, and like it's actually very easy to, like, there's a rule, Canadian content, you need to play a certain amount.
You need to play a certain amount, like every hour.
But it's not like have to play. It's easy because like we have bands like Flatliners. And just like,
exactly, I and can the Hextalls, and it's not hard at all.
Yeah. The Hextalls, that's the competitor for me for the best album of the year,
yeah.
The Flatliners, because the album is just amazing. 17 tracks, all pure gold, super hit single.
It was recorded here in Vancouver. It's an album called, their newest album is called Get Smashed. The Hextalls, of course, being Canada's pop punk darlings.
So you wanted to play the song.
Are we playing the Hextalls now?
Yes.
All right. I wanted to play a song called We're the Castle Crashers, because the Castle Crashers, that is a reference to a great video game that you can play it on Xbox Live, I believe. I don't know if you can play it on anything else, but it's super cheap. It's like $5 or something to buy. And it's a great multiplayer cooperative game, and it's super cute. You play these tiny little cartoony knights, and it's like a side-scroller game, so you move from like left to right, and you fight little ogres and bad guys, and you each have a different color, and they kind of like explain it in the song. So
really? Because I didn't know what was it, because I don't really...
It's a really cute video game.
The only game I play is FIFA. FIFA. Football, like soccer.
That's okay. I will play enough video games for both of us, Tim. In fact, I already have, so...
Thank you for supporting me in
You're
this.
You're welcome, Tim.
Actually, on the album, they have two other computer songs. One is Pac-Man song, and the other one is something my Xbox
My Xbox got the Red Ring of Death. Yeah, that's a song title. It doesn't look like the song has anything to do with the Xbox, though.
But it's still there, like, two game...
Game references?
Yeah, so that's the third one. Okay, let's listen. The Hextalls.
Yep. We're the Castle Crashers! We're the Castle Crashers! I've got an axe! I ride in shark's heads! I've got a smash! All of my enemies! In the head! In the head! In the head! I've got the arch guy, you've got the blue guy, you've got the ogre! Oh no, it's dead! It's hard when you're dying. Come on, you gotta get back up. Arrows flying. I'm gonna dodge them as fast as I can. I gotta smash these assholes. I'll be there as soon as I can. Oh wait, I think I see gold. I'll be there as soon as I can. I won't leave you out cold. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. We just heard...
The Hextals?
No, we just heard Calibres.
Yeah, that was right. The Calibres. Sorry. Oh, thanks. Thanks for fixing my mistakes. so that's a horror band from Phoenix, Arizona. They are actual proper three brothers. Mm-hmm. Not just they have the same last name, Bobby Calabrese, Jimmy Calabrese, and Davey Calabrese.
Yeah.
And that's the song of their new album, which comes out in March on their own record label, Chords mm-hmm. Book Show Records. Very Misfits sounding.
Definitely, yep. That's not a bad thing?
No, not at all. Like, you know, sometimes band, they just like control copy, control paste kind of thing. And but this is... in genre, in style, I think.
Definitely. It's definitely like you can hear that they really like the Misfits, but it doesn't sound like a clone either. So it's good. I like it. What are you doing? Getting the next song ready?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the next song ready. Mm-hmm. And as we decided, the next song will be Smoke or Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing band. That's the song of their new 7-inch. Which came out already on Fat Records.
So is there a new album coming out?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the 7-inch came out. There's no information about the release date of the album. Yeah. But I think it's kind of, you know, like a pre-excitement.
Bands definitely like release 7-inches or EPs before they release full albums. So it's a good sign that they have a whole bunch of new material mm-hmm. on the way.
Yeah, and the 7-inch, the name 7 just Prehistoric Knife Fight, which is pretty cool, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the song is Speakeasy. And you listen to We All Fall Down 101.9 CITR.
It's true.
guns. You hear it from within. This warriors will bring about the war.
Call up the hammer.
Our fierce power is rising. Slumbering no more. Bringing glory for days of yore.
Call up the hammer. Inspiring words you'll hear.
You just heard 3 Inches of Blood on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. That was off of their latest album, He Awaits Thy Doom. That song was called Call of the Hammer. Great song to rock out to when you're by yourself, when you hear the music in your head, like I do all the time. I feel like a crazy person sometimes. Before 3 Inches of Blood, we played Grace off of their album Hole. That song was the title track. They are a psychobilly band from Japan. That was a song that Tim brought for us. Tim is no longer here. This week he had to go early because he was hoping to show up early for work so he can leave a bit early so he can head off to the Slacker Show, which is happening tonight. Tonight! Be a great time. And before that, we played Calibreeze. But we already told you about that. If you're interested in checking out what Tim and I have played this week for you, we do post our playlists online. Well, I post them, but I'll give him credit anyways because this show will be his baby very, very soon. You can check out our playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can check out podcasts for this show, for any other CITR show, through our website, which is citr.ca. So right now, how about I tell you about some concerts coming up in the near future that perhaps you would be interested in attending, because going out and seeing shows is fun. It's a great time. Staying in your house doing nothing, not so great, actually. Like I said, tonight, the Slackers are playing at the Rickshaw, so if you have nothing going on tonight, and if you're not working until really, really late, stupid hours like I am, then maybe you perhaps should go to the Slackers show. Joe Keithley is playing tomorrow night, March 27th, at the Railway Club. Fall of Troy is playing beginning of April, that is April 1st. Rickshaw Theater, and then a little over a week after that, April 9th, Dillinger Escape Plan are coming to Vancouver. New album is great. It's really heavy. I didn't used to be a huge Dillinger Escape Plan before, but I started to listen to them recently, and I quite like it, so hopefully I'll be able to make it out to the show that's happening April 9th at the Rickshaw. But that night, the same night, the Flatliners are playing April 9th at the Media Club. So two awesome shows happening that night. Perhaps I will go to one or the other. Maybe I will try to go to both. And then a couple days later, Amon Amarth is coming to Vancouver. They're playing April 12th at the Rickshaw Theater. And the same night, King Kong and the Shrines are playing at Venue Nightclub as well. A few days later, Overkill are returning to Vancouver. They're playing April 15th at the Red Room. Los Furios, local ska band, are playing April 16th at the Bourbon Nightclub. Then a bit after that, we have folk metal guys, Fintroll, playing April 22nd at the Red Room. I want to say that I've seen them before. Maybe I have. I went to a folk metal concert a while ago, last year sometime. It's pretty good. I don't know if they were on the bill. Maybe they weren't. Maybe I saw Fintroll at another point in time. Who knows? This memory, it fails me consistently. Go Get Out Tiger is playing April 24th at the Bourbon, and then in May, we got a whole bunch of good shows coming up. Fucked Up are returning to Vancouver. That was probably one of my favorite shows of last year. Was it last year? Yeah, it was. Fucked Up played at the Biltmore last year. They're playing the Biltmore again. It's going to be great. I highly recommend that you guys show up for the show. That's happening May 13th. Then about a week later, Henry Rollins is coming back to Vancouver for a pleasant evening of spoken word. I've seen Henry Rollins a couple times doing his spoken word act, and it's entertaining. It's great. Henry Rollins has a lot of great stories about being in Black Flag, a lot of just great stories, you know, from his past, and he is such an amazing storyteller. He's such a good speaker, and the way that he tells stories is extremely entertaining, and I can't recommend it anymore. Henry Rollins is coming May 25th, playing at the Center for Performing Arts. Iron Maiden comes to Vancouver June 25th. They're playing at GM Place, obviously. And then way down the road, the Melvins are coming to Vancouver. They're playing July 5th at the Rickshaw Theater. So there we go. Whole bunch of great shows coming up. Hope you can make it out to some of them. Right now, though, how about we have 5 minutes left. Later on at 2 o'clock, Robin is coming in to do the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books, so stay tuned for that. And then later on at 3, I do believe we have Japanese Music Quest, and then 3:30 is the French Connection with Mary Ev. So stay tuned to CITR because we got a lot of great programming lined up for you today, and every day for that matter, when I think about it. So let's get to some more music. Tim always brings a lot of music to play during our show every week, and we never get to play all of it, so I'm going to try and get through as much as I can. This is a band called After the Fall. Perhaps you've heard of them before. They're from New York, and they had a 7-inch come out beginning of this year. This is off that 7-inch. The 7-inch is called Caller City. This is the title track. This is After the Fall on We All Fall Down, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Weiner. Oh, you have been listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Thank you very much for tuning in. You guys are great. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, like I said a while ago. You just heard a band called Grey Days off of their album Age of Reason. That song was called A Reminder for Self-Development. They are a punk rock band from the Netherlands, and that song was from their first EP. So that is all for me today. Tim left early. He said goodbye a while ago. And so, yeah, stay tuned for the Inkstead Show. I will be back next Thursday bringing the rock, trying to make up for the suck that is about to happen. Just joking. Robin does a great show. You should all stay tuned. Yeah, that's it for me today. Have a great week, guys.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups